Sans Pants Radio, Australia's hottest podcast network.
Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Baseless Speculation. All the pop culture news, but none of the research, so you don't have to. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm Joel.
Now, what do you reckon's going to happen in the new Pokemon Snap?
Oh yeah, baby! Pokemon Snap, they're finally doing it too.
Right, so rather than calling it Pokemon Snap 2, or simply just calling it Pokemon
it's
Snap.
It's the new Pokemon Snap.
Yeah. No, not even the new, it's just new Pokemon, Pokemon Snap.
Oh, they dropped the, I get it. Yeah,
what are they going to do if they make another one in 20 years? new Pokemon new, Snap? New Pokemon Snap again? It's
new
crazy.
Pokemon Snap 2?
Yeah. Surely if they make... Okay, so first of all, if they make a sequel to Pokemon Snap, surely they just call it Pokemon Snap 3.
No, they make...
That's
so
confusing.
No.
Come
the
on.
The new Pokemon Snap 2, of course.
You can't go Pokemon Snap, new Pokemon Snap, Pokemon Snap 3.
That
That's
makes no
madness.
Sense. That's madness. That is
You're
insane.
Adding numerical values out of the
yeah.
blue.
The new Pokemon Snap again is the most logical choice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or it'll be for whatever console it is for in 40 years.
How about the newest Pokemon Snap?
I think it'll be called the Pokemon Snap Gumball. After the Nintendo Gumball, which is what we'll use in 2040 or whatever.
Yeah, fair enough. Good speculation.
Thank you.
So, yeah, Nintendo based on Gumball. Speculation, you've got a couple minutes in, but you've just realized that, no, we don't just speculate on movies or TV shows.
Everything can be speculated upon.
Including the release of a game that probably has minimal story elements.
I'm so excited. You have no idea how excited. So Pokemon Snap for the Nintendo 64.
This is your baby.
This is my baby. Pokemon Snap for the Nintendo 64.
This podcast is your baby.
Yeah. This one.
The moment we said, let's do a podcast called Baseless Speculation, you're right, episode one, new Pokemon Snap. We're like, no, Jackson.
Episode one, the thing everybody's thinking about, everybody's talking about online, Pokemon Snap, the new Pokemon Snap. Nobody's talking about it online.
Well, people are talking about
but
it. People
not,
are excited.
Not with gusto.
No one's trying to predict what's going to happen.
Yeah.
In a world of Big Monkey and a Big Falcon Man and a Winter Soldier
big
and a
Snyder Cut.
Big Snyder
big
Cut.
Big WandaVision.
Big WandaVision.
Big Pokemon Snap. Is what we're talking about today. So, you all remember the original Pokemon Snap.
1999.
Did you both play it?
Nintendo 64.
Yes.
I won that game at an arcade.
That's so awesome.
What did you win it by doing?
It was called Wheel of Fortune, and it's just a light that spins around, hit the button, land on the jackpot, get 500 tickets.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I hit the button, stopped on the jackpot, got 500 tickets twice in one day. And for some reason, Nintendo 64 games at this arcade were... Like, it was when the ticket economy was significantly...
Yeah, that's crazy. 1,000 tickets for one Nintendo 64
It was like,
game.
I think it was like 1,600 or something, but prior to this incredibly lucky streak, I had, like, we just, like, amassed tickets.
That the other day, I was at an arcade, and they had a gigantic model of Heath Ledger's Joker that was about 25,000 tickets.
Yeah, I probably
so
would have
ticket
been
economy
there.
Is crazy. And I told my friends, let's all work together over the course of many months to get enough tickets, and then we'll share it, and we'll have the Joker every weekend. We'll swap, but they were like, "No," and I was like, "Please."
At my work,
that's so funny.
You're just doing the plot of The Simpsons.
Do they share
with a comic book?
Yeah, but it's with Heath Ledger's Joker.
That's true,
and it's giant, and we're not allowed to take it out of the box.
Hey, that would devalue it immediately.
Yeah, exactly.
I understand.
Have you felt excitement at the same peak as you did on that day when you won Pokemon Snap since?
Well, I then went home and clocked it in a day. It was like
a very simple game.
It was like the hugest, most...
Yeah, that was your peak, I would
say.
Yeah, yeah. Like, from memory, it was a very short game.
It's very short.
I think
it's
I hired it from the local Video Easy.
I really hope it wasn't more than a three-day hire.
Or like a Civic. Yeah. It might have been an overnight or potentially a three-day hire. And I remember clocking it well and truly before I had to take it back.
Oh, for sure.
And then just spent the remainder of the day dicking around throwing Pester Balls and apples at Pokemon.
Obviously, the greatest part of this game is being able to huck an apple at Pikachu's head.
Well, yes.
And watching him go, ooh. No game has really given quite that same sense of satisfaction or joy. And like, you can throw a Pester Ball at a Pikachu and that's fine. They get upset. But
yeah.
Apple is really, it's a pistol resistance.
Well, yeah, because they're expecting that to be their food.
Yeah, but instead it's like, because if you threw an apple at like a horse or whatever in their head, you know.
You know what? What do you know?
It's funny.
It wouldn't enjoy it.
It would be like, okay, normally you, I eat these.
Yeah, if you huck up like a full apple at a horse, yeah, not like it is in as much strength as you can muster, but just enough to make it like donk it and it bounces off. What'll happen?
The horse won't even notice.
The horse is like, oof. Thick. Oh,
yeah.
Apple.
Yeah, or it'd eat the apple.
Okay.
Or it might get skittish and run away. It's hard to say. But I say we test it, because that can't be a crime.
What, throwing an apple at a horse?
At a horse's head, no.
Yeah.
And underarm.
It will get scared and run. If you hit
underarm,
a horse.
Dude, underarm.
Underarm, come on.
If you hit a horse with an apple, it's running away.
What if I say it just slipped out of my hand, officer?
Yeah.
The horse is still running away.
Hey. Yeah. Well, yeah, but then if the horse comes back, it's not afraid of the apple.
It might be.
Time will tell. We can't.
You stand
can't
on a dog accidentally. The dog's scared of your foot for
a
bit.
Yeah, but the dog's not gonna. It's not. I'm not dog food. Anyway, yeah,
if I drop dog food on a dog's head,
yeah, the dog will eat that dog food.
It'll
dude.
Be scared of the. If it's in a tin, it'll be scared of the tin.
No, if you well, open the tin and you tip heavy. It out, it'll eat the
so,
dog food.
Okay, so yeah, but
if I slop a sandwich on a dog's face,
yeah, and then you slap a dog with a sandwich,
yeah,
but an apple's harder than a sandwich.
Okay, you do it with a crackle, whatever.
Something that's gonna hurt the dog.
Okay, what about a snag?
Yeah, whack it, blank in the face. Like,
just a block with a bit of a snag.
Then you're like, oh no, nah, here you go. You'll love it.
Don't eat your dog with food.
Anyway, so yeah, you're right. It's not a complex game. It's very short. I finished it on the Nintendo 64 as a kid, and it wasn't even. It was like at a friend's house in like 4 hours. We finished it, and then
one thing
I was
that
once,
infuriates me about Pokemon Snap. It's on the Nintendo 64. There are 63 Pokemon in it.
Yeah.
Just add one more.
Oh, yeah, that is crazy. Why was it uneven? Apparently they intended to be...
Why not just... You can get 64 Pokemon on the Nintendo 64.
Yeah. One away.
One
just
away.
Add one more.
No,
one more.
No, this is good. That's infuriating.
To infuriate gamers. Yeah, that's why they made it. Well, I think initially they intended it to be all 151 or whatever, but then just, you know, limitations, they couldn't...
Yeah. It reeks like a game that was made in 25 minutes.
Yeah, it does.
And it plays like one,
yeah,
too.
It's an on-race. If you were unaware... The original is an on-rails photography game.
Yep. Yeah, and kind of a shooter as well, because you got to throw... You
apples
have a,
at
yeah,
Pokemon.
You have an array of tools which you can use to get the Pokemon into like different positions. I think one of my favorite things about Pokemon Snap is that in a weird way, it can be like a puzzle game, in that you're like, with the tools I have at hand, what do I need to do to get the Pokemon to behave in different or interesting ways? I think Pokemon Snap, to me, the one for the Nintendo 64, was always a great prototype for what could be an incredible game. Mm. Now, I don't think, and this is where the speculation starts, I don't think New Pokemon Snap is going to be that incredible game.
No, I think it'll just be an expanded version of the game we already had.
I think it'll be a slightly worse version of Pokemon Snap.
And is it because you want to speculate on one thing and one thing that will definitely make...
very important thing that is missing from all trailers and all information, and that is the Pester Ball. The second tool you get in Pokemon Snap, which is designed to pester, okay? The game is like harass the Pokemon.
It's a Pokeball that's full of gas.
You wallop the Pokemon. Too upset?
I've never seen this much joy in Jackson's face.
Professor Oak is like, hey, fuck these Pokemon up.
Welcome back, kid.
Welcome back. Fuck up these Pokemon. Here's a ball that'll hurt them.
It'll just fucking ruin their day.
I've seen these throwing apples at their heads.
Yeah.
That's a great beginning, but maybe this could help you out with your Pokemon harassing.
Welcome back. You're taking 25 photos of Pokemon. I sound like this now, kid.
Hey, welcome back to the fucking Poker Center. All right, here's the deal. You gotta fuck these Pokemon up, all right?
You're taking a photo of 25 of these Pokemon, well done. None of them look pissed off enough.
We got paying customers that want to see a Pikachu going, yeah. Look at this Pikachu, it's eating an apple, I don't care.
Who gives a shit, kid?
You know what, I haven't seen a pissed off Pokemon.
You want a Gyarados with a face full of gas?
You are rewarded for hurting the Pokemon in the game. Yeah. If you pester ball the, it's a classic when everybody remembers it, at the end of one of the volcano level, there's a Charmeleon. Or whatever the second one is that you I nailed it. You pester ball him into the volcano. He comes out of Charizard. You're rewarded for seeing that Charmeleon and being like, "How can I hurt it further?"
Yep. Which is great. It off. That's what I like about Charmander. He evolves from anger.
Yeah.
There's three items that are available to in the first one, and I think there's like six or seven courses. But the three items are apples, which you get not that early on, but pretty early on.
Yeah.
Then Pester Balls, which come pretty soon after that. And then far later in the game and has very minimal use, is the Poker Flute.
Yeah, I think you can kind of just use it for, like,
to wake up a Snorlax.
Yeah, and maybe you can make some Pokemon dance with it. And I think there's something you could do with it, which was kind of cool in the cave level or something, where you played it early on for a Jigglypuff or whatever, and then at the end of the level, the Jigglypuff was there singing into a microphone, which was cool. And that's what I always liked about Pokemon Snap, is that there was like...
Actions have consequences.
Well, yeah, well, I kind of like that, that you would do something at the beginning of the level... And you'd be like, I reckon that will make something happen at the later end of the level. And there was kind of, again, some puzzle-solving elements to it, which, again, are very limited in the original one.
Yeah.
And again, I don't think will be much in this one.
It always reminded me of, do you ever, talking about arcade games, but that arcade game where it was like in a rafting game and you had to kind of like go down these like rapids and sort of choose which kind of way you were going.
I know that's in the latest Mario Party for the Switch. They have something like that.
But yeah, it always reminded me of that. It's like you have a set course and then the illusion of several options.
Yeah, which I love. Give me that illusion of choice, baby. Plus, to get, you know, the other levels in the game, and again, I don't think this will be in the new Pokemon Snap, but there's like, for example, you get the apple, and then you can whack one of the electrodes with the apple, which pisses him off and makes him kill himself, that opens up a new hole to go to the magma level or whatever.
You gotta get a Pokemon to explode itself to open up a new hole.
He looks so... Because we watched not only the trailer for the old Pokemon Snap, the new Pokemon Snap, we also started watching a long Let's Play of Pokemon Snap before recording this episode, and man, Electrode's face when he gets hit by the apple, he's so cut.
It turns almost into like Cartman's face.
Yeah, he's He is up. He's gonna. He's so upset that he's
using explode. A move that kills him.
So the point is, there's no Pestable in the new.
We
Pokemon
don't.
We haven't seen it
that's
yet.
True. Remind me, with these Mons, and you're going through like a rail. Are you going in like a zoo or an enclosure or where?
Well,
or
in
is this in the wild?
You're in the Lentil region,
yeah,
which is a specific island, and you are in the wild.
Okay.
And in the original ones, I think you're also in.
You're
the
on
wild.
An island. Okay. Yeah.
So it's not like a zoo made up to be like, hey, hassle these Pokemon.
It's like a Pokemon safari, where they're like, get the Rhydon horn or whatever for its properties.
All right, so we've got everyone up on
not what I was asking. All right, yep, cool.
Yeah, you're a photographer, and after the level's done, Professor Oak picks up his gun and he's like, well, we know all these Pokemon
here.
We're
going hunting.
What do I think a safari is? You know,
nothing good, that's for sure.
Punching? Yeah.
So, should we start doing the speculation part of baseless speculation?
I've done the baseless part.
So, the information that we currently have, it's in the Lentil region.
Yes.
There is over 200 Pokemon available.
What?
But over 200 means it's probably like 203.
Yeah, that's a good thing. Let's predict. I'm going to say 220. 221. No, 223 in, you know, like deference to the fact that it was 63.
Yeah. I'm going to go... 202.
Okay. Interesting. Okay.
See, and before recording, I was pretty much going to be bet on like 150.
Yeah, yeah.
But I see I will be very wrong if I
it's at least 200.
Yeah.
I reckon we're
probably
going to
get... Do you want the exact wording? Will that help?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Featuring over 200 Pokemon.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
I said 223.
And I said 202.
So it's not going to be like close to 300.
Because
the wording would be
over almost 300.
That would be like almost 300 Pokemon.
Yeah.
Or if it was over 250, that would be over 250.
Yeah, so we're
definitely going to get in that range between 200 and 250.
Very true.
And I think it's going to be in the low range. Mm-hmm. I think JD is kind of on the money there, but I'm going to go with 213.
Okay. 213.
I can also see, this would be cheeky, 201. And the one is a legendary. Because in the original Pokemon Snap, the final one you got was Mew. So.
Yeah.
Well, in the trailer, it reveals that Celebi's in it.
Oh, my God. Is that the legendary Pokemon Celebi? Took a photograph.
Wow.
Nothing else happening.
Hack an apple at it, take a photograph, bada bing, bada boom. Sell these photos to some Pokemon pervert.
Well,
I
you
can
sell
only
them
assume.
To the Pokemon pervert in question.
Professor Mira.
Which I'm sad that it's not Professor Oak.
Who's
not?
This American?
Welcome back.
He's just some guy.
Mira spelt the way that a mira is spelt, like as in like
M-I-R-O. Mm-hmm. But you'll also be, Professor Mira has two child assistants, Rita and Phil.
Uh-huh. Are we Rita and or Phil in the game?
No, we're some other guy.
Yeah, okay.
I imagine Rita and Phil, this is just based on Pokemon swords. Mm-hmm. You know the companion had a Pokemon sword. They both give up. You don't remember him?
I never played a Pokemon swords.
Do you remember him?
Yeah.
He sucked.
Oh, he was the worst? Yes!
Yeah.
What was his name?
Not Leon?
No, Leon's the champion.
Older brother. whatever his name was. He was awful. And I imagine that Rita and Phil are going to feel the same.
Okay. So do you think you're going to be able to create your photographer?
Even though maybe
you're not really going to probably see the photographer in question, do we get to design our avatar?
I think possibly, yes, because Pokemon Sword and Shield have that as well. And I think that much like the start of the original Pokemon Snap, it'll do this thing where you get like a cinematic of your character walking into the card thing.
Yeah. True. I reckon there will be, given the two assistants, I think that means that we're going to get more of a story, which frankly I'm not happy about.
Yeah,
because I think that the beauty of the original Pokemon Snap is it was basically all gameplay. But I think that we're going to get a bit of like, oh no, something's amiss in the Lentil region. What's going on? And it even says in the Wikipedia that they're going to be investigating the Illumina phenomenon where Pokemon and plants glow.
Because in the trailer there's the Illumina ball.
Yeah, which makes Pokemon glow. Which is, and this is so disappointing, I think their version of the, this is my prediction, I guess, is their version of the Pestiball, which sucks.
Because instead of making the Pokemon upset and filling them with gas, it lights them up and makes them very happy.
However, if I keep hucking it at them,
I'm sure it'll annoy them.
Because then they'll have to, like, basically do the animation of being happy over and over and over again. And I think that in my head canon, in my emergent gameplay of this, I can be like, they don't want that. This is a form of mind control that they hate.
if you need to get value out of the game, assume you're upsetting the Pokemon. And I and you do. then that'll be our head canon.
Yes.
Do we think, because like given the trailers, and I know the trailers, they're not like, this is not complete gameplay. They're packed. Every level is quite packed with Pokemon.
Yeah.
It's dense. Do we think that that's going to be the case throughout, or do you think that's going to change? Because, with the original Pokemon Snap, you go through the level once, and you can just kind of deal with what's coming, and it's like, there's sort of like almost scenes kind of as you go along.
I think it's going to be quite dense, and I think it's going to encourage multiple playthroughs of the same level.
To get those great photos.
Photos, but also to open up those bonus things. And unlike, say, like the Poke Flute, where really it only came into play maybe three times, I'm hoping, and I reckon, that all the items they include will do more than just get you to take one good photo of one Pokemon.
It would be kind of cool if, I mean, it would be weird lore-wise, but you just made me think with the flute, like, it would be cool if, you know, in Ocarina of Time, you could play the Ocarina and just, like, cause a bunch of different things to happen. Stuff like that would be cool, where it's like, oh, you played, like, a Song of Storms equivalent, and now it's raining, and that's making this Pokemon seek shelter, and that makes this happen.
You're just hoping to cause the most miserable experience to the Pokemon possible.
Yeah.
I'm going to play this song which sets a tree on fire.
Imagine if they're like, hey, here's the Ocarina from Zelda. We own both properties. Whatever. Enjoy.
Play your little music.
Yeah, play your little storm music. Yeah.
Do we think we've seen every item in the trailer? Or do we think there's going to be
there'll more? Be heaps more. I reckon there'll be like six.
What do you predict? What do you think they'll be?
Apples?
Yeah.
The aluminum ball or whatever?
Yeah.
Aluminium ball? Yeah.
Aluminium?
This is just rubbish! There is. They say let's play a melody in the trailer, so I assume there will be some kind of flute equivalent. What else?
Maybe I reckon there might be like berries.
Oh yeah.
Oh, maybe berries instead of apple. Oh no, that could imagine there is no items that you can hurt Pokemon
that
with.
That would suck. Well, there are apples. We see apples in the trailer. They're called puff fruit or whatever. But there are apples in the trailer. Okay. But the way they throw the apples in the trailer, it just doesn't seem as violent as the way you threw them in Pokemon Snap.
You don't think you're going to get a reaction of a Pokemon being like, oof.
I would love to. And like my dream for having that happen makes me want to say that I definitely will. But I know in my heart of hearts that if I threw the apple and it kind of went through the Pokemon or it just kind of, there was no reaction, I just wouldn't be shocked.
Like it kind of clips through them. So
if it clips through, if you throw an apple and it clips through a Pokemon, that will probably
break me.
Yeah. You'll probably be marching back to the store and demanding a refund. Yeah,
turn it off. Not
turn
for
it
me.
Off. Break my Switch in half over my knee. I'll run a bath for my Switch. Put it in. This is what I think of you. Bubble bath.
Have a nice relaxing time in the bath.
Yeah.
Okay, I reckon there'll be like a different berry that kind of makes Pokemon. So there'll be the fruit or whatever.
Yeah.
But then maybe a berry. Oh, no, what are they called? Poke blocks?
Yeah, yeah.
Like the thing that you make with berries in the Pokemon
that kind of makes them what, cooler or
quicker?
Yeah,
I reckon it'll be like, and you get like a they'll get some kind of boost from it, and that will result in them doing different Pokemon doing different things, maybe.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I can see that.
Oh, yeah. So like some kind of like a horny gas you throw at them, yeah. And now we get to watch some moms fucking.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
Not quite what you meant.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what I meant. I think that there is a chance of Pestiballs, only because Pokemon usually code some Pokemon to be bad, and therefore having new Pestiballs to having to like fight a boss.
Yeah, I'm trying to think in terms of like what you as a game that's very much on rails. Yeah. What it is that you can do to interact with the environment.
Well, yeah, this is an interesting
and
thing.
That's kind of like well,
dynamite.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, so you've got so food to kind of lure
draw them closer
out.
To you.
You've got something to just kind of like make them happy and illuminate them. So that's like maybe they use a special ability.
Yeah, yeah, true.
Then you've got a flute to make them like you know dance or whatever. Yeah. But you want to have something for
to hassle them
to either get mad or to go away. Because again, you're right. Not every Pokemon wants to be illuminated and be like, "Ooh, look at me, I'm pretty." Yeah. Some Pokemon are just shits.
Yeah, and sometimes you want to be able to direct a Pokemon or guide a Pokemon to
a
certain
place. That's what the apples are for.
Well, yeah,
you
want to
guide them away from somewhere.
Like you couldn't knock over Charmeleon with an apple. No. You know what I mean? Sometimes you want to push one rather than gently guide it.
Yeah.
Maybe they could include something that's like a dog whistle or whatever that they just hate the sound of.
Maybe.
Something like that. Because what I'm thinking about is in the initial Pokemon games, when you go to the Safari Zone, you would have rocks.
Yeah.
And you would throw rocks at the Pokemon.
That's also been removed.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I mean. And Nintendo is clearly been like, maybe that's not super cool. Just be like, huck rocks at this dog. maybe that's not, you know, so okay. So they got rid of that. And I wonder if Pestiballs are falling into that same kind of category where they're like, well, this is like a rude thing to do to an animal.
Okay, so as opposed to a Pestiball, like a repellent ball.
Yeah, that's true. So maybe, I mean, repel is already an item within the Pokemon. Yeah. So maybe something like that.
So it's not like, it's not basically like,
face full of gas.
This isn't gonna fuck up their day. This is gonna annoy them a little bit. So it's like a repel, so they kind of move somewhere else. Because I think that you're the drawing them close, you're pushing.
Repel is probably a good thing, maybe, or even like a water bottle thing you can squirt them with.
Bad Pikachu.
Yeah.
But I can imagine a repel ball that works like you can throw it at a Pokemon and it'll just have the same effect as throwing an apple at one. Yep. But if you put it like near it, it releases like a gas that they hate or something.
Yeah.
Saying it releases like just included gas just makes it bad.
What about a rod that we can catch?
Oh, our Pokemon well, to? That wouldn't it be interesting if they included some element of being able to catch Pokemon? Like, and again, this is way too. This is not what we're getting. Kind of thing because Nintendo they don't want us to have fun. So you catch a Pikachu at the start of the level, and then at like a later point of the level, you can release that.
Yeah,
Pikachu.
Give him a kiss, yibbity yibbida, chuck him back in the stream.
Back in the stream is great.
Well, you got a surfing Raichu, so it's not as dire as it sounds.
Yeah. But that would be like only within the level to be able to move one Pokemon to another place for different interactions or whatever. Yeah. But I don't think we'll get that.
Yeah, what about, say, like an evolution stone?
Mm, yeah, that's feasible.
Whoa,
just hucking them at mons to make them evolve.
Yeah.
That seems like a good thing to put in the game, but I don't think they will because, in the anime, they made it seem like...
Yeah.
No, because in the anime, they made it seem like that some Pokemon hate evolving.
Yeah,
which is funny for us, but it means
it's
it
great
in the game.
For us.
Because if that wasn't in it, and
no,
just
I don't
like,
want to grow up, Dad, no! Oh, I'm a teenager now. I'm Pubachu.
I hate this. It's just because I feel like that they've put it in their head that Pokemon like the choice of evolving.
I don't know. It does seem like the kind of thing you could do where you see an Eevee or whatever and you throw a leaf stone at it and then it becomes a Leafeon or whatever and does some cool shit. I don't know.
Razor whips. Razor leafs you.
Yeah.
No, you die. Get the Resident Evil game over screen.
Yeah. Huh.
Oh, wow.
Twist.
I didn't know that could
Nintendo
happen.
Do want us to have fun.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah. Sorry, I'm trying to think. So do you think it'll be entirely on rails? Oh, sorry. Do you think it'll be on rails just from like the original, the game will start, the level will start, you'll just follow a set pattern every time and get to the end? Or do you think it'll be one of those like on rails things where there'll be like forks in the road and stuff like that?
Well, I think it depends on how they're going to lay out the. So in the original one, you had like 10 levels. And each level was a bit different when you got new items because you do more with the level.
Blow up the electrode, unlock the thing.
Exactly.
Take the volcano.
Yeah. But that's pretty limited. And for a Switch game, that's for like a AAA or like at least a mainline title or whatever.
What is it, triple B or C games?
Triple D plus. So that feels pretty limited. So they might do the kind of thing where it's just like, so, you know, say you have beach, yep. Then you have beach A, beach B, beach C, okay, beach D, yep. Which are different parts of the same kind of area.
Yeah.
I can see something like that happening, possibly. Or the levels will just be way longer. I think
they're going to be like that sort of forking path. So that like, say, there's like a switch, you huck an apple at it, it moves it, and then suddenly you're going left instead of right.
That would be great. I think
you're going to get like those sort of like, you know, sort of in-depth sort of games. So it's like, it's the same course, but there's many different options. At least I kind of hope.
Yeah, like, so, you do something at the beginning of the level again, that means that by the end of the level, like, oh, I've opened up this passage or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, here's a question, because I was thinking about this. There's two ways they could go. One is the bullshit way that I almost feel like they will go for unlocking new levels, and one is the cool guy way. The cool guy way is how it happened in the first game, where you've kind of got to use your, like...
Noggin.
Your noggin, the old bread box.
So your stomach? Okay.
You can put bread wherever. You got to use your brain to, like, figure out, or let an older boy tell you, or whatever has happened for me. But to figure out where to go next in the level, or, because this is just way more modern, you get enough points taking photos, you unlock the next level, which I think is so feasible. So disappointing, but so feasible.
Oh, no, it'll still be... points based on like new levels, but I think that there'll be way more variation in the levels.
So you think it'll be like Zamet said, you can like change the level to get branching paths, but to unlock a new one,
yeah, you need to take a certain amount of photos. Yeah. It'll be points. It'll absolutely be points. The whole game is points based.
Yeah. But in the original one, you didn't get a new level for just getting enough points. You had to find it.
I think you did.
No, you just had to find it. That's it. Because remember, you unlock the there's one level that you unlock by throwing an apple or a pester ball that a fucking geodude who rolls up a mountain and then down the other side of the mountain hits a button and that opens up like the dam level or whatever.
Oh, so you think that after the first, because you get the first two levels.
Yeah.
You think after that, every level is unlocked by
I think it is. From memory, it is, yeah.
You don't get to go to the moon unless you've taken a photo of every Pokemon.
Yeah, that's true. But so to get to the volcano level, you need to, it might not be for all levels, but definitely for some.
Oh, actually, I think you're right. I think we're both right, sort of, because yes, it's not points based to unlock the next level; it's points based to unlock the next item,
which then you can use to unlock.
So,
the next
like,
level.
You don't get apples until you've done a certain amount of stuff, and until you get the apple, then you can't do this.
But I can imagine in the new one, it just being points based to get the next
if
level.
It is that, that'll be very disappointing.
Okay, so first, I mean, at this point, Joel Zammit, is this game for you? Probably not.
Yeah.
Why?
Maybe I'll play
Pokemon Snap. I love Hassle and Mons.
Yeah, it's fun. I think Pokemon Snap's a great game.
Pokemon Snap's for everyone.
Gentle puzzler, which is again, the puzzles aren't that complex in the first one, but maybe that's kind of nice as well.
You know what? I apologize.
I watched Pokemon on Cheese TV when it was out.
You know what?
Yeah.
Maybe the game's not for me because I'm too aggressive in this situation, clearly.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. No, it's for me. It's for all of us. Pokemon Snap
that's
is for all.
Pokemon Snap's kind of for everyone.
And what I love about this game is that we can just buy one copy and we can all get it done in a weekend.
Oh, absolutely. We'll just breeze through it. Whatever. Well, that's a good question. Do we think it'll have the same level of depth as the original one, i.e. not much? Or do we think Nintendo will have given us a little bit more?
I think that the depth that they're adding will be the one thing that we do not want to use, which is the built-in, like,
Instagram thing that's going on. That is a terrible... Right. I mean, like, because, really, the trick of Pokemon Snap is that the actual photos, it's not really what you're in it for.
No.
You don't want to look back at them. You're just trying to take the best photo under the circumstances to get the most amount of points.
Because you're never going to look back, but it is a game for children, and maybe
that is true.
Look at it.
Good point. It is a game for children. It's not, and children out there are not like trying to get a photo the moment the apple donks Pikachu's head.
Well, they
to hear
might
Professor
be.
Oak be like, "That was close, but this is not a good photo." Yeah.
You hurt that animal.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, look. Fish.
But that is a whole, and it was like in the trailer as a kind of selling point that they're like, customize your photos. You can put the blur all the way up.
And you can upload them to like a server in New Pokemon Snap, and then real life people can like your photo.
Yeah.
It's like a built-in Instagram.
Which is, a wild addition.
But, and, like, do you get points if people like your photos?
Well, this is something I just thought of then. Is it going to be the kind of thing where, so you need a certain amount of points, right, to unlock items, say, but that means, but you,
you
get
need
more
a certain
points.
Amount of likes.
Yeah. Oh, no, no, they're not.
But maybe not likes, but it might be the kind of thing where you need to customize the photo a little bit for more points. So it might be like, it's actually pretty valuable for you to put a moon sticker on it or whatever the fuck.
Okay, so you know how we're in a constant state of chaos and fighting for our lives every single day on this godforsaken earth? Between work and everything else falling apart around me, I have not had it together enough to meal prep or plan dinner or honestly function like a normal human being most weeknights. Cooking something good is hard, and I deserve a modicum of joy every now and again. That's why I've turned to Omaha Steaks. My freezer is full. That's sorted. It is genuinely the one part of my life running smoothly. Real steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, sides, all shipped to my door. So even on the nights where everything else is on fire, dinner isn't one more thing to stress about. I made the burgers the other night, didn't even have the energy to think, just pulled them out, threw them on the grill, and they tasted like something from an actual steakhouse. Somehow, the one corner of my life that's together is the one I didn't even have to think about. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the easiest way in. 20 premium steak burgers across 5 cuts. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's right, BEEF. B-E-E-F. omahasteaks.com. Promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
You can see some real, like, if you know, you don't play online or...
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, you can't have a cast.
It's kind of like, you know, you're not that good at Pokemon. Whatever it is, but someone... Or even in, like, a couple of months or even weeks when people stop caring.
Yeah.
It's like no one is going on and liking a photo of a Pikachu getting donked.
I won't even like your photos.
Why not?
Because I don't want to... I don't care.
No, but what if it's a funny photo?
Yeah. Maybe I'll look through them, but going the extra effort to like them.
It's one, but who's got the time? I just don't think them making that a necessary part of the gameplay would be a clever idea.
No.
I think I like that they've been trying to be like, hey, so, I mean, look, not for me. Social media, let's input that into our video game. And
well, it kind of makes me think of like an Animal Crossing. There's like a big online element to
which was never for me. So.
No.
Yeah, I can see them it being as like an added bonus, but not part of the gameplay. But if you're like, you can only access this level if you get 300 likes.
What? It just feels like it wouldn't shock me.
The likes are called sweet medals.
So. Oh, but no, now it's good. I'll give you boys sweet medals.
The sweet has an exclamation mark after
sweet! Sweet medals.
Yep. What a sweet medal.
Okay.
Sweet medal.
All right.
That's pretty good. Yeah. Now I think they might include. Okay, what about this? So customizable something.
Yeah.
So like, I'm trying to think of like what you can see on the character. I'm like, oh, a new hat.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I guess you can't really see your hat. But like a watch or something like that. I mean, more film.
What about filters? Is also the kind of thing.
You could get like filters and those kind of things, extra stickers by getting sweet points.
That would be great because then it means we wouldn't have to pay attention to it because we're not going to want more stickers.
Imagine they're like, you get a pestle ball and a gun if you get enough likes.
I will get top of the leaderboard or whatever.
I will take.
Jackson's trying to get the elephant gun. He's going for the elephant gun. Gonna turn that little house in the trailer into a hunting lodge. Pikachu ears hanging off the wall. That'd be great. Make a fur coat out of a Gyarados or whatever.
Yeah, a famous furry Pokemon.
You're the other Cruella de Vil Pokemon.
Absolutely.
I wonder if they'll do anything like have the original game levels at the end of this game as like
I feel
a little
like that's
bonus.
Very possible. Yeah, 100. Like again, if they only had 63 and they were using it on the 64 sort of like operating system, it wouldn't take much for them to be like. slap it on, give it a fresh coat of paint. Or maybe
imagine
not.
They don't.
Look, if I know Nintendo.
Yeah, I know.
Not the original 1999 game. Yeah. Also, those 63 Pokemon count towards the over 200 available in this game.
But thinking about the way Nintendo.
Look, maybe. And maybe it is a 150. Yeah.
Funny.
Oh, that would be
But like,
raw.
Thinking about the way Nintendo's kind of behaving at the moment. Like, if you think about Skyward Sword. Skyward Sword, HD. That's all they've done to it.
And we don't know yet.
That's what they've said so far.
They've just said that it has Joy-Con controls.
Yeah,
now.
But it's coming out for $60, right? And then if you look at the way like the PlayStation, they're like, hey, here's all of the old Crash Bandicoots for $60.
Yep.
It just wouldn't shock me if Nintendo, if everyone's like, oh, it would make heaps of sense and we'd really like it if you included the original game in it because it would be so easy. And they're like, no, why would we ever do that?
Well,
you know what I mean?
I still think there'll be a shadow drop of the original on the
Switch. Oh, I think that's so feasible.
For like $30.
Yeah. And I'll grab it immediately. It's not worth $30, but I'll
not at all.
You'll get $30 worth of gameplay out of it, I reckon.
Well, I reckon I'll get $15 worth of gameplay. Mm. You know?
Well, I reckon it'll keep you entertained for at least, let's say, 4 hours, which is basically the price of 2 movies.
Yeah, that's true.
So, yeah, it's pretty good.
That's pretty good. What I reckon it'll be is that they will release Pokemon Snap, the original one, 1999, on the Switch store. And if you
$30 shadow drop.
$30 shadow drop.
AUD.
AUD. Yeah. Probably, I don't know what that is in euros. You'll have to do your own.
It'll probably be 1999 US.
Yeah. But I think if you beat that, you'll get something in the new one.
Whoa!
That's my prediction.
That's a big one.
That it'll be like, oh, and if you've completed, because it's the fucking cheeky move.
Yeah. Why? You beat this, you'll get the Pestiball in the Pokemon next one.
You want that elephant gun, don't you, Jackson?
Yeah.
So much! I want to make slippers out of Arcanines.
I don't think there'll be any kind of cross between them. If that is the case, it'll be that the original Pokemon Snap is actually in new Pokemon Snap.
Fair.
And it's a secret unlockable thing.
Do you reckon, do you think, though, if we're talking about links between games, do you think...
Link between worlds, Zelda. My basic speculation is that Link's in it now.
Well, I was saying about the Ocarina. No, I mean in Sword and Shield.
Oh,
you think if you play Sword and Shield, you'll get something like a different hat.
Yeah,
they've done that before. Mm. I mean, Hyrule Warriors, if you had a Breath of the Wild save, you got a weapon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Breath of the Wild did the same thing, didn't it? Where you could get stuff in Breath of the Wild for owning the other games? Or am I just thinking maybe that might have just been amiibos, actually?
If you had the Twilight Princess Wolf Link.
John's brain is boiling.
Wow, you look crazy, dude. You look unhinged.
I'm really stretching my memory. Yeah. I believe that if you have the Wolf Link amiibo and then you played Twilight Princess, the further you got in Twilight Princess, the stronger Wolf Link was.
Yeah.
And then you put Wolf Link in Breath of the Wild by putting the amiibo on. I've never used an amiibo. Don't know how they work.
Yeah,
they seem like magic and not for me.
Mm. Yeah, they always made me think of, you remember Skylanders? Yeah.
I remember Skylanders.
But I also never used those.
Same.
I just saw them, and I always remember, say if I was at a JB buying my own a Switch game, seeing an exasperated parent buying a Skylander for their child, always seemed like it was a money sink.
I always remembered that in the Skylanders, all of the ones that were just like an eyeball with legs or whatever, or like a bit of goo were dudes, but any of the lady ones were just like a sexy elf. I always thought that was dodgy. They were all humanoid, but if it was a guy, he could be like a brick with a tongue or whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, let women be bricks with tongues, I guess is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's my own brand of equality.
Very brave of you, dude. Thank you so much for voicing that.
Yeah, well, somebody had to. Mm. But yeah, so maybe there will be some crossover there. But again, I just don't... It depends how... Not cheap Nintendo is going, but it depends how much effort they're putting in. You know what I mean?
How much effort do you think they've put into Pokemon Snap?
Minimal.
Yeah, okay. I think it's not going to be much.
I know that the game is 6.8 gigabytes. That's the last piece of information I have.
That's pretty small, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is pretty... But also, it doesn't need to be that complicated to be fun.
No, it doesn't actually need to be that big if you're on rails.
Yeah.
That's also true.
You're saving space by looping in on yourself.
The original Pokemon Snap probably would have been 200 megabytes.
Yeah. Get it on your iPod Nano, dude.
Dude.
Because the trick is really that Pokemon Snap, all it is little cuts. There's no AI.
No.
Or not good AI. It's just do the right thing to get a cutscene is basically how the game works. So... Mm. that's all you're programming in. So yeah, maybe that's huge for Pokemon Snap, to be honest.
Butterfly or Butterfree, go from there to there. That's it. That's all you got to do. That's all the pathing.
You need to program, I throw apple at Pikachu head. Pikachu,
In fact, you're not even really doing programming. You're programming a scene. So you're real...
There's
You know what I'll do? I'll look at Pokemon Sword.
Yeah.
And get the same information. And let's see how big that is.
You're not programming. I'm trying to work out, like, in terms of, like, what they would have to do. It's basically just, like, scripting and animation.
Yeah,
right?
that's effectively
but
what you're...
You kind of are, but then also, like, you are throwing, like, a Pestable.
Yeah.
Pokemon Sword is double the size.
Oh, okay. Wow, that's small, too, though. So 12 gig. Huh. Yeah. That's still pretty little. And Pokemon Sword's, you know, it's not the most in-depth Pokemon, but there's a lot going on.
You can go left and right.
That's true. You can move. And there's more than 200 Pokemon.
And again,
they've got moves.
Yeah, there's moves. It's not just like, you know.
The fights. Oh, no, the fights are animated, aren't they? Yeah. Mm.
So I'm wondering how much of the wild zone or whatever the hell it's called, you know, the zone in where the Pokemon just wander, how much of that they're just going to port into Pokemon Snap so that it's like, oh, you think you're seeing a fucking Typhlosion, but it's just like, it's nothing new, you know what I mean?
What if, do you reckon there'll maybe be a wild zone section in these games where you get control of the card?
That would be very cool. Oh, actually, no, I'd hate that. Let me immediately flip what I just said.
May I make you flip again?
Please.
So you are in control of this particular vehicle.
Oh, running down the Pokemon. Look out, Rapidash.
You know what? That's true. They will not do that for that exact reason.
No, it'll just be like any racing game where if you try and run into the crowd, they leap out of the way before you can hit them.
Just like any racing game.
That was ready to go. That was in like the frontal lobe. That was right there.
This is a common frustration I have every time I play a racing game.
Core memory of Jackson.
Everybody knows when in a racing game you try to kill the pedestrians, as everyone eventually must. They are scripted to leap out of the way no matter how hard you try. So if there's an area where you can move the car, you'll run at the Togepi or whatever, and instead of it crushing like an egg underneath the wheels of your car,
hearing a beautiful
and being like, oh, I could have had that as an omelette, they'll just leap out of the way.
Since this is a video game based on speculation, should we try and speculate on the gameplay length?
Yeah, sure.
6 hours.
You reckon 6 hours?
Six hours.
Is that including, like, replayability of the levels?
I mean, like, if you would go on to www.howlongtobeat.com, the average length of new Pokemon Snap would be 6 hours.
Okay, I'm gonna quickly look up the original.
Yeah, good.
I reckon
good
it'll
question.
Be an hour.
Like 30 minutes?
Do it in a smoke break. That's it.
I'm on Smoko. I'm playing Pokemon Snap. I'm on Smoko.
Okay, all so... right. So Pokemon Snap was 4 hours, mains and extras was 5 hours, and a completionist was 6.5 hours. So I reckon double that. I reckon double those bad boys. I reckon you're getting 8, 10, and 13.
Yeah.
I'm going to go outside. I'm going to say 12 hours to beat, and then 13 to 14 with extras.
JD has shat himself.
12 hours?
I've never heard anything more ridiculous in my life.
So I'll be so bored if that game goes into...
Jackson, actually, now that I think about it, I reckon it'll probably be on par with the original Pokemon Snap. Yeah, 4 hours. I reckon 4 hours to speed run it. And then there might be some like extra stuff.
12 hours, it's happening.
Maybe 12 as a completionist.
You were so shocked. It was like you're going to be like, do you smell peanuts, Jackson? Is the circus in town? All I see is a clown right now.
12 hours? That's longer than story. An Uncharted game's like only a bit longer than
that. I think it'll be 12 hours.
There is also an ability that we haven't mentioned that maybe we'll add into this 12 hours nonsense. Apparently there's like hidden Pokemon and your camera scans them to find them or something.
Oh. So
apparently it's in the trailer, but I don't remember seeing
it. Yeah, me
neither. Do you have a camera with film or do you just have like an iPhone now?
Oh, true. That'll be disappointing.
It's with film because it's a set amount of shots.
That was kind of part of the very limited difficulty of the original one is to be like, I don't want to bust my nuts so early.
I have 100 film.
Well, no, it's...
these 36 Pokemon.
It's 60 per level.
Yeah. To catch these 36 Pokemon. The 8 per level or whatever.
Oh, how will I ever.
Well, you got to get the right shot. Yes. That's the struggle. That's yeah.
Because if you don't remember how the point system works, which for some reason we didn't talk, did we talk about at the start? It's like,
who can say,
the size of the Pokemon in the frame?
Big Pokemon. Big is Mon. Good.
But not too big, because then it's just the back of a
dog.
Dogzario or whatever.
So it's size.
So big?
The technique, which is like if they're facing the camera and then if they're doing anything cool.
Yeah. So framing, so if they're in the center of the frame.
Which is double points.
Yeah.
And then also there's technique, which is if they're doing something fancy.
Yeah.
Not so technique, special. Sorry,
yeah, so if you like special technique, Pikachu into getting on the surfboard and
framing
and
big.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's size, technique, framing. Special.
And I think you get some extra points if there's more different kinds of Pokemon in the photo. Yeah,
a sneaky little Pikachu in the corner there.
Yeah, if you get two Pikachus, you get more points. And if there's also just multiple Mons in the photo, I think it's good. Yeah.
What do we think about, so in the original one, to get the last level, what you had to do, I don't know if you'll recall this, but you had to take photos in each level. There was a hidden thing that looked like a Pokemon. Do you remember this?
I do not remember this.
So to get, it wasn't just points. There was hidden things in every level. One was like an egg carved on a wall. One was some mountains looked like Diglets in the background of the valley level.
This is vaguely coming back.
You had to take a photo of all of them, and then Professor Oak was like, holy shit, dude, I'm sending you to the moon.
So, I believe I read this in either a Nintendo mag or an older boy told me.
So I wonder if there will be that kind of thing as well, like the
little hidden Easter eggs.
Yeah, or just like hidden things to progress.
Ending.
Yeah.
Go to the bloody moon again.
Yeah.
Do you reckon we'll go to the moon again?
I think that we will go somewhere fantastical. I don't know if it'll be the moon.
Pokemon has
center
gone
of the Earth.
Oh, that
Hello
would
Earth
be cool.
Theory. Pokemon confirm.
Pokemon has gone to space again kind of recently because the ending of...
Pokemon love going to space.
Yeah. Fight Rayquaza. No, fight Dialga. No, fight Deoxy.
Yeah, but there was also...
It's cool to just say gibberish.
Post game for the Ruby and Sapphire remakes, I think, sent you to the moon.
It's awesome. It's the craziest ending of any Pokemon game. You finish the game, you beat the Elite Four, and then they're like, boy, come to the space station. And you do, and they're like, okay, kid, there are many multiverses, and the meteor that was meant to hit one is coming to our world. You got to save the day. You're like, how? They're like, catch a big snake from the sky that flies. You do. The snake's like, get on my back, kid. You fly into space, and you fight an alien virus, and then you come down and go to a Pokemon Center and heal everything up. It's wackadoo. I'll tell you what.
No, you... No, you guys are lying. No.
That's the end of
You're
Pokemon.
Lying to
that
me.
Is the end of Pokemon Mega Boy Sapphire or whatever it's called.
Alpha Sapphire and
Mega Ruby.
Yeah.
No, that's the ending. It's crazy.
No,
they get on Rayquaza's back. He's like, "Let's go."
Yeah, he doesn't. Yeah,
you fly into space. You save the world
by fighting an alien virus. It's the same with like the Kirby games. Always have cooked endings like that too.
Well, I mean, in Pokemon Diamond and Pearl, which are coming out, you chat to God a bunch.
Yeah,
you get him with a flute. So maybe they'll have God in the game. Take a photo of God.
There is a lot of legendary Pokemon that really just put the fear of God in you.
Yeah.
So it'd be interesting if they're like, take a photo of this. It would the be face very, of God.
It'd be kind of cool because that was, you know, in the original one.
But
there
do
were
it sneakily.
Last level's heaven.
Oh! Well, isn't there like Pokemon Hell where Giratina lives? That's like a thing, the dark dimension.
For a second, I thought you meant a game coming out called Pokemon Hell. Like, all right, Sword, Shield, Pokemon Hell.
Get ready, kids.
Maybe you get to, maybe you got to take the like the photo of the face of God, but do it sneaky so that God doesn't notice, or else they will smite you.
They will strike you down.
Yeah.
What if it's a Christian God?
That would be cool. Take a photo of him.
Huh, Jesus God, was God. A mon. Who knew?
Jesus. And then he evolves into God. Holy Spirit, baby version.
Yeah,
makes sense.
Jesus, God. Yeah, that's cool.
That is cool.
But it's a cyclical thing because when God gets too big, he goes back to the Holy Spirit.
That makes a lot of sense to me. Mm. Yeah, but it would be cool if they had a thing where, because like in the original one, you could get Articuno, Zapdos, and Moltres by doing sneaky shit.
Yeah.
With eggs. So it would be cool if they had something like that to get like a couple of legendaries. But if it's over, because this is my fear.
Yeah.
And I got a lot of fears about this game.
That's my fair. Fear is, my only fear is that it's a 12-hour game.
That's an underestimate.
The more I think about it, I reckon it's going to be like, 4 to 6 hours.
Brand new 60-hour game.
I just don't know how much game is in this game, you know? Like, I don't know how much you can, like, milk out of this.
You get one piece of film per level. one mon per level. We're going to keep doing it again and again.
Go build up them points.
That's how they... funny to imagine. You got one piece of film, you go in to take a photo of a Butterfree and it moves out of frame. Fuck.
And you got to keep doing that level.
God damn it.
This game is piss.
God damn it.
Well,
back to it again.
Each level's like an hour.
Yeah. Professor Mirror, I'm back. Here's a photo of a Butterfree's foot that I accidentally took.
Better go in again. God damn it, I guess. Can you slow it down?
What do you reckon would maybe to increase the longevity of how many hours you can cram into this game?
Yeah.
Is that Professor Mera gives you missions.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, that's great. You've captured every single mon. Now I want you to do is make sure you get this Pikachu doing a kickflip.
That's true.
And then
there might be some kind of thing where it's like...
Daily objectives.
Yeah, I can imagine dailies being...
Or weekly objectives.
Get, you know, 4 Butterfrees or whatever. Get a photo of this. And you might have a thing as well that's like... Like a catalog almost, or like a
achievements.
Yeah, that's like you know the surfing Pikachu, this Pikachu, that Pikachu, so you know what you're missing,
and
what's possible to get.
Yeah,
which is like I think kind of a disappointing again because that was part of the fun. Part of the fun of Pokemon Snap was when an older boy would be like, "Hey, check this out," and they'd throw a Pester Ball in the right place, and like a Scizor would come out, and you'd be like, "Oh my god, whoa!" So you know it'd be kind of a shame if they'd kind of led you.
Do you have an older boy that you?
I'll have to find.
We're in the market for someone that's 40 and good at games.
Yeah, if you're an older boy and you can show me cool stuff, because
like
I got
the older boy ticks, but I don't know video games that well.
You might have to look for
an older boy.
Mate. Oh no, do we need younger boys then?
Oh, no,
like a 20-year-old gamer.
We need a 20-year-old gamer and a 40-year-old gamer who act as a sort of duo
to
come into the studio and just be there while we play.
And then
one of them
like
to
grab
be like,
the controller and be like, hey, have you start done this? We're like, what?
Whoa! And then we'll need like a younger boy to be like, hey, Gramps, check this out. You know,
yeah.
We need both ends of the spectrum.
Yeah. Because we're in the dead zone of gaming.
yeah. That 30 to 35.
Yeah.
Not great.
That is what they know is they call the dead zone. Yeah.
It's sad because we're both at time of recording 29.
Yeah.
He said 30 to 35. We're both like, that's us.
We might as well be. When you're 29, you're basically 30.
Well, I'm 30 in like 2 weeks.
Yeah, exactly.
By the time everyone's hearing this, I'm still not 30, but close to 30.
Yeah.
I should organize a birthday.
Nah.
Whatever.
Let's say, do Macca still do birthdays?
Dude, get a Macca and ask for Ronald McDonald to be there.
Yeah, can Grimace come?
Is Grimace real?
Ask it, be like, hey, I want to have my birthday there, but can I wear the Grimace suit? Grimace's 30th birthday.
Oh, Grimace does seem, he doesn't seem young.
No. He doesn't have the body of a young man.
No, he's got the body of a 30 to 50 year old. He's in that range, I'd say, Grimace. Ronald McDonald, obviously ageless.
33, because birds don't have a huge lifespan.
Yeah.
Unless you're a cockatoo, then you can live to 100. So now maybe I don't know shit about fuck.
Whatever. Who can say?
Look. This is less speculation, just more things that I want to definitely see in this game that will make it good for me.
Mm-hmm.
So branching paths, like we said, the forking paths. I'm cool with it to be on rails, obviously, but if they could just be like, turn left or right here, you're like, ugh.
Or like Sam had said, like the ability to you see a switch hidden somewhere and whack
it. I don't want, if they make it just go turn left or right, I'll be a bit like, I will walk. I will make my switch have a bar.
Oh,
but no, I want the ability to be like, oh, maybe if I could see a path going there or that looks like a path, and then I have to search for that button.
Like the kind of thing where like there's like a waterfall or whatever, and you're like, maybe if I whack some rocks to dam the waterfall, it'll open a cave behind the waterfall. That kind
that's
of shit.
That's what I want.
Yeah, that's the good shit.
I think that if it is like branching paths, like go left or go right, it'll be both.
Oh,
like, they'll have hidden stuff as well. Because they need to open you up to the idea. This is something the original game does not do at all. They need to open you up to the idea that it can be branching paths.
Yeah, that's true. And also, we do need to fill 12 hours of gameplay. So you're right. Yeah, we have to have a bit of both.
Yeah,
that's
true.
I want a hidden last level that is too cooked? Big for what... your character's meant to be doing, whether you go to Pokemon Heaven,
Pokemon Hell, or
Pokemon
the moon.
Space, and just deal with a legendary.
Yeah.
How big is this giant snake? Could the last level be you on the back of the giant snake?
Oh, that would be cool.
And what are you taking a photo of?
Oh.
The parasites.
I don't know, dude. You're the ones making up a game about space
we
snakes.
We didn't make anything. Rayquaza.
Rayquaza.
It feels like
Kyogre. Okay. Groudon. Rayquaza.
Rayquaza.
Rayquaza. Yeah, the Pokemon.
Yeah, that was Rayquaza, bro.
What do you think will be the role of Chip and Dale or whatever the two other kids
are? I think they'll just be... I reckon what's going to happen is the professor will be like, here's the next level. And then the assistants will give you like little hints, like being like, oh, did you notice that electrode near that pile of rocks? Gee whiz, I wonder what will happen if you hit it in the head with a fucking apple, kid. Yeah.
What would be cool would be if one of them acted as a store or something that you could buy like...
Imagine you have to buy apples.
Oh, that would suck, but seems very feasible.
With real money, microtransactions.
Microtransaction. Every Pokemon is hidden, but you can see like so. Like in the original,
who's that Pokemon? $5 to find out. Yeah.
You pan the camera over it, and it's like $5 Pokebucks, but it's actually 20 human bucks. Oh man!
I guess I
want to see that Chansey. So.
Put a pestle bowl in and fill it with bad gas.
Yeah, yeah. But I can see that. But for there to be a store, there needs to be way more items than there currently are, which is just hard to imagine. Because like you said, there's only so many things you can do. Draw a Pokemon close to you. Make a Pokemon dance. Make a Pokemon go away from you. That's it, really.
Light up a Pokemon.
Make it bright.
Yeah. Well, the make it bright seems to be the thing they're really appealing for. Which and is, I don't know why. That sucks.
It's so boring. It's so boring to like... Because it doesn't even look good.
I know.
And I can't imagine the many uses. They seem to imply they're like, whoa, like they, throw in it the fire rabbit score bunny. I don't know.
Yeah, and it turns its fire blue.
Is that, but like, what else could it do? What else is there?
Unless, could it turn like Pokemon into like it's a Alohan
version?
Yeah, so it'd be like, the Vulpix is now ice, so it's going to freeze the lake or something.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think so.
No, me neither. That's, again, seems like too much. But
I think it'll be like, oh, you took a photo of a blue score bunny. That's worth 3 times the points.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I can see the item store having things like...
gun. Sword.
yeah. Dynamite. Big axe.
Rapid ash slippers.
But I can see it having things like... So, you get the apple, and then they might be like...
Metal apple.
Or like watermelon that makes the Pokemon come quicker or something like that. You know what I mean? Fucking pumpkin to choke the Pokemon.
Anvil.
Just a big pumpkin just to heft out a goddamn Charmander.
Smack it on, explodes in the back of the Charmander's head and turns around like, excuse me?
I reckon, just to wrap today up, we've speculated there's been some positive, there's been some negative. Yeah. Let's end it on a sour note. What is the one thing you do not want to see in this game that you were terrified they will put in? Me, 12-hour run time.
For me, it's that every level will be fat with Pokemon, and I won't have to try for any of them.
Oh, what about if apples go through, like if...
Oh, yeah. Well, obviously...
I think that would be way worse. That would kill me.
Not being able to donk a Pokemon on the head would well and truly wreck this game for me.
Yeah.
100%.
I think a 4-hour...
4-hour runtime, too much.
Like, I was going to make it like too little. But I'm trying to think, of like, would I be disappointed by not enough game or...
Too much game.
Or too much game.
Yeah.
Well, because if it's 4 to 6 hours, remember, that's just from, like, start to end.
Yeah.
It's not doing the extras.
And I kind of think that probably what is going to happen.
Well,
we'll see. I think, I think...
Shouldn't take you 12 hours to look at 200 Pokemon.
Yeah. I think if it is going to be something like it's actually 150, and then that 60-something is in the original game. I think what I'm really not looking forward to is if they release, the original Pokemon Snap in this, but there's like zero updates, like zero even like enhancing the graphics.
Yeah. I think even on screen, the buttons will still be the Nintendo 64 buttons.
You reckon?
If they do that,
I see what you mean.
I'll be a little bit miffed.
What?
Yeah. That'll be a little bit like very sour. But if there is no secret path and it is simply just a left or right, I think that'll be like,
I would hate a left or right more than just one linear path, frankly.
Same, to be honest. If they just included left or right and that was it, and then like, there was like a bunch of different choices of left and right, I'd be like, now I know I got to go do this whole level.
Yeah. Like, 12 hours, baby!
Left or left, right, left.
Every 5 meters is a new left or right. You got to just do it again and again and again and again.
I think that'd kill me. Yeah. I would much prefer to have to try and find where, like what to do to then go an alternate path.
Yeah. For sure.
And I hope they just don't dumb it down. Mm. I, like,
heaps.
Yeah, yeah. It's crazy because it's already dumbed down so much.
It's so dumb.
It's a dumb game.
Yeah, it's a dumb game for dumb babies like us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And if they make it dumber, which they might, because, like, they just might.
That'd be very disappointing.
I really hope they include more puzzles. Like I said, there's that one in the valley level or whatever where you got to hit a monkey and it goes over a hill.
Yeah.
And it's meant to land on a button, but you have to aim it properly, which is a nightmare with the original Nintendo 64 controller.
Mm-hmm.
But it takes you, you have to do that basically like the first part of the level, and you got to get to the end to see if it worked. And it sucks because it never does. I hope they include that again.
Again, really frustrate us to make sure that we hit those 12 hours.
When you round the corner on that map and you see the monkey just standing there dancing next to the button and you're like, you shit! You shit!
I hate you, you fucking
ape! I'll be back!
And you're through the portal.
Fucking apples at
you. Fuck you!
And it's like,
me and my best of balls are coming for you. I'm going to fill you with the bad gas,
okay,
ape!
You son of a bitch, ape! You garbage ape! Woo!
This is how Planet of the Apes happened!
Everything okay?
No! Send me back in!
I hate the fucking ape!
And yeah, also if you have to keep buying like apples and pesto,
that would suck.
That would also suck.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've been Joel.
And this has been another episode of Baseless Speculation, and we, well, we've been the BS Boys.
Wonderful.
Thanks for listening to Baseless Speculation. Remember to rate and review us on iTunes, and if you want us to hear about your baseless speculations, just email us in at baselessspeculation@gmail.com, and to continue the conversation, head on over to our Sanspants Discord or Facebook group. Links to those are in the show notes.